Toucher and Rich. Can mornings get any better?
Yeah. Could you please help me?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh, Dammit.
Good offensive line coach. Browns.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I've ever done that I thought was funny. All right. There's a story that came out about these two guys. Are they father and son?
No, they're
Or is
not.
It just Malden? Everyone
they're
looks
best
the same.
Buds.
All right. Anyway, so I don't know how much of this I have to set up, Rich, but these men acquired the 2018 Red Sox division championship banner. Now, is that the only thing I have to set up?
Okay, so basically what you need to know is that these gentlemen the other morning were driving around, and they were at an intersection in Somerville.
Yeah.
They're from Malden, but they're intersection in Somerville.
Was it an intersection or was it a highway?
It was a road. I don't know.
Because they claim that there was many lanes and much danger.
Well,
they had
we will get to that.
And it was a highway,
They were saying people were avoiding something in the road. And maybe we let them explain the rest. All I know is that one of the guy's names Yacuzzi is his last name. Louis Lacuzzi, which is just perfect. We immediately asked Mr. Bird over here whether he knows these two gentlemen. If anyone knows them or knows the deal, 617-779-0985. I've reached out to both of them. I have not heard back, and there may be a reason why.
I will tell
you after we play this.
Yeah,
okay.
I have a feeling.
All right. So once again, these two gentlemen have the AL East banner, which would hang right there on what is the new name of Yawkey Way? No, it's Lansdowne. It would be Lansdowne, right?
Yeah. It would just be out there. All right. Here we go.
Now we have our coffee. We're driving on McGrath Highway in Somerville. And I noticed a couple cars swinging, like moving to the right, and we seen something in the street. And he's like, "Louis, what is that? What is it?" I'm like, I don't know. What is it? So I ran across the highway to grab it. We brought it in the car. We had no idea what it was.
Boston.
It was wrapped up in a brown paper bag.
Okay, I'll back it real quick. I'm sorry. I have questions.
Yeah, so do I. I think we all do. Okay, can I start with one?
Sure.
It's a banner that they're going to unfurl that is probably about, 40 yards long? Okay. Huh?
Okay, how does a banner just fall?
No, it's huge.
It's the one that would hang outside of the Fenway Park.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's massive.
It's massive. Sorry. So my question is, A, the brown paper bag. They must have gone to the liquor store and put it in the bag. And two, you're lifting that off the highway and negotiating traffic with that big-ass banner?
I mean, do people in Malden just do that when they see something on the side of the road?
Oh, my God. Everybody stops. Oh, yeah.
Like everybody stops. And you all run across it because that's what you do when you see it in the road.
It's a free-for-all.
It's a big pile of something. It could be worth.
Let's stop
the car.
It could
be worth a few.
Oh, yeah, it's a free-for-all.
They're playing like Malden Frogger. Hey! Yeah. Look out, it's a pickup truck.
It's called What's in the Road.
Yeah.
It's like modern-day gold mining.
Right there.
What's in the road?
They're Malden gold miners and the prospectors of yore.
Right.
Oh, that's a perfectly good tie. It just needs a patch.
Here we go.
I mean, it's like, how many piles of trash have they just picked up on the side of the road?
Well, it's a numbers game, Rich. I mean,
you're going to strike gold every
eventually.
Once in a while.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a numbers game.
First thing I said, this belongs to the Red Sox. This is for Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Like, how do we...
As opposed to anyone else that would unfurl a massive banner celebrating a divisional championship.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this. This belongs to the park. I'm thinking that they hang it off the Green Monster.
It just magically existed. Nobody made this.
Nobody made it. It was a gift from the heavens.
The Everett gods.
Yes. The ones that put the big pyramid in the casino.
We want to give it back to them because it belongs to them and it doesn't belong to us.
Yeah.
But in reciprocation, we would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or we're looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
Right.
We need to negotiate here. We're looking for
We're working too.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the negotiation. I won't put you in jail.
Like, these Red Sox, they got no idea how to negotiate, all right?
Can you imagine? They go there and they're like, all right, I want tickets to every playoff game, and I want a bat signed by Mookie Betts and $50. And they're like, here's half a pack of Newports. Deal.
The best is that the two guys were like, hey, all right, the Boston Globe is coming to film a video. Hey, Joey, get your finest flannel shirt. And Louie, hey, don't worry about me. I got a red shirt that has a mousetrap made out of $100 bills. That's actually what he wore to the interview. It's like I'm catching money everywhere I go.
That's right. I lure you into my trap of money.
All right, here we go.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
But we know that that's the original one.
We were told there was only one made.
Yeah, we were told there was only one being made.
So at that point, that tells us...
Who told you that?
That's right. Right.
That's right. John across the street knows a guy that said it was the only one made.
The guy who tipped us off to know when the truck was going to be sitting there in the parking lot with unlocked in the back.
Yes.
But then they told us they had a duplicate. So if they do try to put a duplicate up, you best believe we're going to show up and say...
We have the right one.
That's not the right... That's not the original...
Oh, please do that.
Yeah.
Please. That would make my... Imagine that. Like, it's up there hanging. There's two guys standing outside.
Wait a minute. That shouldn't be there. We have the one.
Fraud. It's a fraud. We got the real one.
Because if you made another one, I mean, it totally... It's like a baseball card.
In their minds, there's going to be a massive uproar. It's like, wait a minute. Give these guys a break.
That's not the original one. Oh, it's of great value.
I like how these guys are making it sound like the Red Sox don't have enough money to just make 40 more of these. If they
Our station
to.
Could make three of those.
Right. It's not the same.
Yeah, who cares if it's the original one? And you best believe we'll be there.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Please, just imagine them sitting outside.
It's fraudulent.
Oh.
Standing outside of what, though? Because they can't get through security.
Well, I mean, it's just on Lansdowne.
Well, there's
just hangs over the street where, like, the sausage guy is.
No, but they'll be at, like, that beer company and, like, just Beer Works or whatever. They'll, like, be across the street with the banner because they can't sniff the stadium. Copperfields or whatever. Copperfields! Does anyone on the line know them? Because I got the vibe.
Yes, line three.
Okay, let me go to line. I can't have them up at the same time. All right. Chris, go ahead.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I know these two. Complete morons. This wouldn't be the first time something like this happened with this kid, Louie.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Complete brain dead.
Well, right.
I have to. The audio evidence says otherwise.
Let me just let it roll, man. I need because they have a plan.
I know. Right? I know. I've seen this one. All right, okay. Here we go.
Original.
So we're hoping that they don't make one and they put the right one up.
We're hoping they do the right thing. Yep. You know, we did the right thing. We could have kept it. We could have put it on eBay. We could have, you know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
We have a guy that's in the underground banner trade.
It's black market banner.
We know a guy who's
called Flaps. We call him Flaps in the underground. He deals with these banners.
I mean, this guy deals with flags, banners, any kind of thing you could hang at a parade.
He's a flag fence.
He fences flags.
We got sources.
I just love that. Oh, my God.
I mean, we have the 2017 Biloxi Chili Kickoff original mint.
These guys are like, oh, we got the Red Sox over a barrel. We got them.
But we know some guys who can fence this massive banner. And then, hey, what's that? It's a banner the Red Sox made about the divisional championship. But don't they have one hanging up now? Yeah, but this is the original. $5 million.
This is like the Isabella Stewart Gardner, like all of that, all the that wonderful art that got stolen was, you know, sold in the black market. I know that guy.
He fences. He likes to fence.
It's an original.
Massive banners.
We're big supporters of the Red Sox, and we want to see them win, and we want this banner to go back on Lansdowne Street or wherever it belongs.
Okay. And now, if you all don't mind me as I nod off.
That's right. Slaps him, wakes him up. So the follow-up news, Fred, which you have not heard, is that apparently the Red Sox have gotten their banner back, and they gave these guys nothing in return, which immediately we go, methinks there might be shenanigans. So according to a follow-up article in the Boston Globe, the guy who made the banner, or the company Flag Graphics, said, we've already had a new banner made. He said he wasn't sure if the original banner, quote, fell off the truck or if it walked off the truck. I've been doing work for the Boston Red Sox since 92. Nothing ever happened like this. Later in the interview, this gentleman, LaFuente, said flatly that, quote, these guys stole my banner and, quote, should be ashamed of themselves. This is not Boston. He did, however, concede that his driver sometimes uses McGrath Highway during normal business hours. The theft allegation did not sit well with Louis Yacuzzi, who said in a third interview that, quote, they lost the blank. They're the ones that blanked it up. I found it. I'm trying to do the right thing. Yacuzzi described himself as a good Samaritan. If I didn't pick it up, 100 people would have ran over it.
Wait, a good Samaritan?
Yeah.
Wouldn't a good Samaritan just, like, return the banner?
No, good Samaritans. No, John, a good Samaritan is, teach your kids this, I know you have two kids.
Okay.
Is when you find something that belongs to someone else, you take bribes to get it back.
Oh, that's my mistake.
Yeah. You blackmail them.
Right.
Right, you know?
That's what being a good Samaritan is.
Louis, what is that? What is, I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is it?
Can you picture those two guys in a car together?
Louis, what is that? I don't know.
Pull it over.
No, but let's just run across traffic.
Here. No, just stop here in the left lane.
And then Yacuzzi says, listen, I don't want $1 million. I don't need $1 million. Can't you see my shirt that's a mousetrap made out of $100 a bill? I obviously am a man of means. You can tell by my earrings.
These are straight cubic zirconia.
I said, all I wanted to do was maybe bring my family, my friends to a blanket baseball game, maybe meet a player. The flag is back home with the Boston Red Sox. Says as the unlikely tales began circulating on local media, Yacuzzi lamented his newfound notoriety. I want to tell you guys something. I found the flag, Yacuzzi said. I was never looking for money or fame or anything. I wanted to return it ever since I seen it, which makes me sound like the reason that we're not hearing from anybody is because they possibly might have been up to shenanigans.
And they didn't want any notoriety, so they just the news just happened to be in Malden. So these two guys with the big banner. All right, there's much more audio to play. We'll get to that.
I mean, first, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
I mean, that guy is so close to closing his eyes and just going away. All right, we'll be back with Dave Richard, and then we'll have more audio of these two.
Could, you know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Fantasy football with Dave Richard is brought to you by Nissan. Nissan driven to excite. You can catch Dave on Fantasy Football Today live every day at noon Eastern on CBS Sports new streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ, for the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis. It's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com. We're on the free CBS Sports app. Dave Richard, hello.
Good morning, Fred. Are you? Here's what I want to know. Are you 2-0 heading toward 3-0?
I am 1-1. And should I be concerned? And this is for everyone out there. This is not just me, because someone in every league has him. The Antonio Brown situation, is that something to keep an eye on?
No, I think he actually goes off big this week. Usually you see it with a player where they're mad one week, they talk about it in the media, it's a big deal, the team resolves the problem, and then they kind of force feed the ball a little bit to the receiver who, you know, is a little bit of a diva, stands out. I think this week they placate him, they give him a ton of targets. They've been giving him a ton of targets. He has 33 targets through two games, Fred. I think he continues to get a lot of work. It's a great matchup. Antonio Brown will be the number one receiver in fantasy in week 3.
Okay, Dave, a lot of people like me swooped up Mr. Gordon this week. As a matter of fact, I picked him up right as soon as the news broke. I got Josh Gordon on my bench. Is he somebody that we should consider playing possibly this weekend?
So wait a minute. He was on your waiver wire all along, and no one in your league thought to get him, or did somebody cut him in the wake of the Browns saying that they were going to cut him?
You know what?
You were just smart enough to pick him up.
I think that might have been the case. I think somebody did have him, but they got rid of him.
Right. So that person's a moron, and you are a genius. And no, I'm not ready to start Josh Gordon yet, but I'm very interested to see how he ends up doing. Call me crazy, but I'm not ready to rush him into the type of numbers that Randy Moss had for the Patriots once upon a time. I've noticed that the Patriots have been continually throwing darts at speed outside receivers. And I think part of the reason why is because they want somebody that can just take the top off the defense and make things open underneath for Gronk, for Edelman, for Hogan, for James White. That makes sense to me. And it's going to take a while before Josh Gordon really knows what he's doing in this offense. And he's not going to get a ton of targets, like 10 targets a week. That's not going to happen in New England, not with all the other guys that I mentioned being there. So I'm taking a step back on Josh Gordon. I'm not ready to rush him into my lineup this week, even though you'd think that this would be the perfect time to do it. Going up against Matt Patricia and his defense in Detroit, it's terrible. Patricia has not gotten the job done with the Lions at all. But I'm glad you got him. Keep him on your bench for at least 1 week. Let's see what it looks like this time next week.
All right, Dave, there is a game tonight. It's Jets-Cleveland. You got someone on your bench, or you can pick someone up on the waiver wire and you want to enjoy the game tonight, is there anyone that you like particularly?
I don't think Bilal Powell is going to be on the waiver wire in many leagues, but if you've got him, I think he's a good flex, especially in PPR. I'll say the same thing for David Njoku, the tight end for the Cleveland Browns. If you're in a deep league, and I'm talking either 14 teams, 16 teams, or say you're in a 10 or 12 team league and you just have enormous bench space, 8 guys on your bench, 9 guys on your bench, see if you can make room for Terrell Pryor. He flashed on tape last week when I was watching Darnold and the Jets. He seems to be a better fit for this offense than Robbie Anderson. And I'm not saying to cut Anderson. You can't start him. You should certainly bench him. But see if you can find a way to put Terrell Pryor on your line. And I'll give you one more guy that just to put on your bench, not start, Nick Chubb. If Carlos Hyde continues to average below 3 yards per carry, you know you're going to see Nick Chubb playing for the Browns soon. I don't know if that's going to be a good thing for him or not, but Nick Chubb is somebody who could get some run in the near future.
Do you start Anua for the Jets?
Oh, yeah, that goes without saying at this point. The guy's getting tons of targets, 5-6 catches a week, easy, and he's a perfect fit for what Sam Darnold's strengths are, which is throwing over the middle of the field, short area targets, and he's going to continue to get peppered with targets. And he doesn't have a bad matchup this week, so I like him as a kind of a low-end number 2 fantasy wide receiver. Maybe he can get you past 10 fantasy points in a non-PPR. And in PPR, he should be able to get you over 15, and that's what you're looking for from those types of players.
Okay, so Dave, let's say, I mean, most people would have an A-lister quarterback starting, but they would have, if you've got Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's been on your bench. Is it at the point where you take a look at him and you move him into a starting position, or is this once again the Ryan Fitzpatrick tease where he can play like Joe Montana a couple weeks and then disappear?
Well, there are a lot of factors that go into Ryan Fitzpatrick being good. He's getting good protection. He's only been sacked twice through 2 games. He's got amazing receivers who are healthy right now, and you can't discount DeSean Jackson when he's at 100%. And Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, those guys are big targets. O.J. Howard made a crazy play last week. He's a big target. And they can't run the football at all. So it's like a perfect storm whisked away out of the ocean and put into Ryan Fitzpatrick's beard. And now he's out there performing like he's Tom Brady again. You know, it's pretty ridiculous. There's a lot of things that can fall apart really quickly, but until we see those things happen, I think you have to like Ryan Fitzpatrick as a fantasy starter. I love the matchup against the Steelers. I like that he's playing at home second week in a row. I would take him over guys like Stafford, Russell Wilson, for this week only, Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, Andrew Luck has been a little disappointing. I would take a chance on Fitzpatrick and his upside, and that's really what fantasy football is all about in this day and age. If you're starting a player and he doesn't have upside, you're making a mistake in your lineup because of how many points are being scored across the league and how many points are being scored in fantasy leagues.
Is it like Chubb over Crowell?
Not for this week, but if we're talking rest of season, I would say they're close. And again, this is a case of upside versus safety, okay? And Isaiah Crowell, kind of safe because he's going to be that part-time running back for the Jets. whereas Nick Chubb really doesn't have a role yet, but in time he will be. But if I'm starting a guy for this week, it's easily Crowell. I don't have the inside information that tells me that Nick Chubb is going to play tonight and get 20 carries and pop off against the Jets.
Dave, is there another bench quarterback that you see having a big week that you might move to a starter?
I don't know if we're calling Jimmy Garoppolo a bench quarterback, but I love his matchup against the Chiefs. They've allowed over 400 passing yards per game so far with 3+ touchdowns per game. So you got to like Garoppolo in that sense. And Carson Wentz has been on a lot of benches for a long time. I'm not ready to call him a top 12 fantasy quarterback this week, but if you've been holding him for this long, I think he'll be good for you moving forward. This is such a great matchup for him. You'd think he'd go crazy, but because he hasn't had a lot of time and, you know, he didn't play any preseason games, he obviously didn't play in the regular season yet, there's probably some rust that needs to be knocked off, and he doesn't have Alshon Jeffrey for whatever that's worth. So Wentz to me is a good number two fantasy quarterback, not a number one guy.
All right, Dave, let's take a couple of phone calls here. Let's go to Dan. Dan, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I was wondering if at my tight end, if I should pick up Will Disley or continue to start Jordan Reed, and at running back, if I should move McCoy to my bench and start Theo Riddick. Thanks.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic that Theo Riddick is your best option ahead of LeSean McCoy, but LeSean might not even play this week. So Riddick, for now, is the guy you've got to go with. And even if LeSean plays, I would not expect a lot from him. He's not at 100%. He's going up against the Vikings defense. That's one of the best in the league. I think the answer to your tight end question is yes to both. I think you should continue to start Jordan Reed, but pick up Will Disley. You want to talk about a guy that you can grab off the waiver wire and potentially use as a starter if you're not lucky enough to have a guy like Jordan Reed. Disley looks like he's legit. Big part of that Seahawks offense, a couple of red zone targets that he's turned into touchdowns. I think he's going to stick around for a while. I've got him as a top 12 tight end this week.
All right, Dave, who will excite fantasy owners this week? It's brought to you by Nissan Driven to Excite.
I'm going to give you two guys. One is going to be Matt Breida of the San Francisco 49ers. It's the Niners play from behind against the Chiefs. They've got to keep their playmakers on the field, and Breida can catch passes much better than Alfred Morrison. He's more explosive than their fullback, Kyle Juszczyk, so he should be in lineups. And Keelan Cole has started to play in an outside role for the Jaguars. You saw that one-handed catch last week. He also had a great touchdown. Great matchup for him against the Titans in that secondary that's been blown up by other receivers. I think that Keelan Cole could have a real nice week for fantasy owners too.
All right, Dave Richard, check him out at CBSSports.com. Check his Fantasy Football Today live every day at noon on CBS's new streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ. So get involved with that. Dave Richard, thank you so much for the time, sir.
2-1, Fred. We're going for 2-1 in your fantasy league.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's Lockhart's giving me the thumbs down, but we'll see what's doing.
Yeah.
You got to shut that kid up. All right, here we go. The guys that stole the banner, found the banner, the 2018 Division Championship banner, are having the time of their lives, and there's videos upon videos of them talking about the incident. We will have more of that for you. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for
Toucher
and Rich, 98.5
The Sports Hub. You can listen to us on the Sports Hub app and take us everywhere you go. Also listen at home or in your office on your smart speaker. Just say play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Two gentlemen from Malden found or took, whatever way you want to go, the 2018 Division Championship banner.
Well, the story was originally that they had found it. They said that they had fallen off a truck
on a freeway, and it took three lanes they had to go through on foot. My man had to go three lanes to pick it up and then put it in the car, and all they wanted in return was some playoff tickets.
Well, they didn't say. They said it could be money, it was ever. I mean, you know, there was, you know.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
Of course they did.
In reciprocation, we would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or we were looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
Sure. But however, since then, the makers of the banners have said that it was stolen. So, that and of course, Mr. Yacuzzi, Louis Yacuzzi, who was one of the main guys there, has said that that is not the case at all. They're just trying to be good Samaritans. By the way, I found that gentleman's Instagram page.
Oh.
And it is just, I mean, when people write about Boston, this is what it is. His Instagram Would you like to describe this photo that I found?
All right, I will do so. Caption. All right, he is holding a bunch of $20 bills, and he is like kind of, what do you call that? Like
fanning it out.
Fanned it out,
so you can see how much money he's got.
And he said, first of all, he's got a nice, you know, Dunkin' coffee. He's got a pack of smokes, and then he's got some lottery tickets. And he says, hit the number. Yes, sir.
It's like literally everything just in the Downey Jeopardy thing.
He's got a coffee, smokes, lottery tickets, and he's fanning out $20 bills. Jeez. I wonder how long that money was in his possession.
And then I kept going through, and then there's another one, hit the number 789. And there's the pack of Marlboros, and this one he's got like at least 100 on the top of it. So he's been hitting it pretty big there.
Yeah, so
you know?
He's got $200 bills, pack and a pack of smokes. And that's what he's dealing with there.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
Yes, they did. So they were trying to figure out what to do with it in the news. Now, we played you their interview that they did with the Boston Globe, but the news has since caught up with them, and we got a few more details about the story.
And Johnny, if you look behind me, you can see the spot where that division champion banner is intended to go here at Fenway Park. The people who found it say they are excited to be a part of Red Sox history. They also say,
we're like Ted Williams.
Right. We'll make a statue of us. The banner guys.
We're the banner boys. Yay. Remember that cop when they hit the home run who was jumping up and down?
In the bullpen.
We're going to be iconic. It's going to be a statue of my man in the road. Picking up the banner.
We got a tweet that said, when is Mark Wahlberg going to announce he has bought the rights and will star and direct in Banner Heist?
That's right. Jeez, he probably will. This reminds me of growing up and finding banners in the road. Hey, guy, we know people that we can... I want to do the right thing and blackmail the Red Sox.
They were hoping for some tangible reward in exchange.
Louis Iacuzzi and James Amaral unfurl what they say was an historic find. What initially appeared as a mystery fabric flapping on McGrath Highway in Somerville.
It could have been jerseys, Red Sox jerseys.
Yeah, now it's 2000. Now you can read it nice.
Turn.
Now I get. Hey, what does this say? I don't know. We're in Malden. We got to go somewhere to find someone who can read this.
Call glasses. Where's glasses at? That guy can see stuff and read it.
Hey, Poindexter, come over here and tell me what this says. It could have been anything. It could have been the Holy Grail. It could have been a nice Gatlin gun from the Civil War.
The best is that, like, I've heard, like, now a ton of audio of them talking, and they're like, it was this wrapped up package. It was all wrapped up. And they're like, well, what was it? Could have been jerseys? Like, how would you possibly know?
Right, that it was, you knew it was Red Sox.
Right, it was like, it's all wrapped up. You couldn't see what was in it. And they're like, it looked like jerseys. Could have been jerseys.
It could have been a cannon that was used in the Revolutionary War.
Louis, what is that? What is it? I'm like, I don't know.
What is that? I don't know. We found so many treasures along the Somerville Highway. Yeah.
Turns out to be an American League East championship banner made ahead of time belonging to the Boston Red Sox.
I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like, this belongs to Fenway Park. I'm like, somebody dropped this. We brought it back over to a safe place, you know, to unravel, see what we had. And it was then we realized we got something here. You know, we got some history here.
That's where the car hit it.
The friends from Malden say they suspected...
He's run out of steam.
That's why I accidentally ran over it in my driveway.
No, but this is like the third interview of the day, and this dude's running out of steam.
I need a Four Loko quick.
I like how we didn't want any notoriety out of this.
Yeah, that's right.
Just everyone somehow found out that they had the banner. Can you imagine the street traffic in Malden? Everyone gawking at the banner? And the best is how careful they are with it when they're, like, refolding it up.
You could just, like they were saying, if they were to fly the fake banner, the duplicate, they were going to show up with the other one. I bet they imagine in their head, like, when a lawyer for a really important case comes out of the courthouse and, like, 50 people with cameras and microphones go up to him. Speak! What's the truth?
What's his name? Dershowitz or whatever?
Dershowitz.
Dershowitz comes out.
Yeah.
Boys, we're about to make a lot of money.
Jimmy Kimmel's on the phone. He wants you this evening.
That I don't doubt.
the Jimmy Kimmel.
Unless there's shenanigans.
Even if there was shenanigans, hell, I'd love to have him on.
That's where the car hit it.
The friends from Malden say they suspected it had fallen off a delivery truck onto the road. The Red Sox confirmed Wednesday the banner was missing.
I love when things fall off the delivery truck. Like cottons of Liggetts.
It's like Malden Christmas. We just sit in the corner and wait for the delivery trucks to hit that bump.
What's in the box? Oh, it's a bunch of packages of Jimmy's.
We're going to make it rain Jimmy's up in here. It's just the chocolate ones. We want the Jimmy's.
We're going to make some nice sundaes with this.
Amaral and Iacuzzi say it wasn't how it went missing that mattered to them, but what they could get in return, money or otherwise.
Tickets in October. You know what I'm saying?
That means plenty of time to negotiate. It's your move, Red Sox. This is chess. Pawn takes the apple tree.
The fact that they just are like, they can make another one. Oh, can they now?
Checkmate. We have until October.
Have you seen the picture in the paper? It couldn't be a more perfect Boston picture.
He's like, I can't stop smoking for 10 seconds.
That dude's still smoking as they're taking the banner out of the truck.
He just can't stop smoking. Hang on a second. Be real careful. Don't let the ashes hit it. I am being careful.
Tickets in October. You know what I'm saying? Tickets in October.
That would not be the case. A Red Sox spokesperson confirms the banner was returned Wednesday afternoon and no payout given. These friends coming away with just a story to tell.
We're just trying to be a part of history.
And you are indeed.
And they will tell everyone.
Yeah.
And they will never shut up. This is the story they will tell until they're 90.
Can you imagine them like running up to Fenway Park and like dropping the banner and then taking off? Hit the gas! Hit the gas!
By the way, there's a video that is on that somebody sent me that one of them made, and it's being filmed. They're filming themselves being filmed for the Boston Globe story. And first of all, just hearing these guys try to figure out how to use a video camera on their phone.
This is going to be perfect. You want us on the bench, right?
Is that okay?
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Well, he's doing his own thing here. You're doing a square. I like doing the horizontal. Most people don't realize.
Yeah, but if I hold the horizontal, it becomes all different. Yeah. Steve, watch this.
That's the guy that he just falls asleep on the floor.
I watch a lot of porn, and they do the horizontal more.
And one thing that was edited out, this is going to speak to something we were talking about earlier in the show.
We did the right thing. We could have kept it. We could have put it on eBay. We could have, you know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources and got it.
You know, we know that else. My buddy works at the new casino that just opened.
The Everett monolith.
I have a friend who's a valet at the new casino, and he knows they want this banner. It's very classy.
They thought it would be the celebrity chefs or the nonstop gaming and five-star accommodations that would get people in there. Nope. It's this banner
right.
With tire tracks on
it. I know
it.
A guy who is going to clean the gaming floor. He has connections to the people.
That's the one. What do you think that guy's going to do? What do you think the short order cook is going to do?
I don't know.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
I know a guy who stocks shelves at Stop and Shop. And the owner of Stop and Shop is a big Red Sox fan. I could have given it to them.
People have been saying, hang on. I have a feeling these two gentlemen possibly have been in the news before.
Louie, what is that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is it?
It's a baby wheel, man. Yeah.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
That's a tuna, bro. Jay, we could get some big money for that if it's a fish bite.
In reciprocation, we would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or we're looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
That is still good meat on that
fish, kid.
Yeah, I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
Holy sh**, people, will you look at this f***ing fish?
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
That's the best we could sell to other sources.
My man had to run over three lanes of traffic.
Yeah, I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
Three lanes of traffic.
Traffic.
I'm like Mitch Hedberg if I got hit in the head with a shovel.
Tickets in October. You know what I'm saying?
They should just give him tickets to the last game of the regular
That's
season.
Right.
That's where the car hit it.
But now it sounds like the reason they're not giving him anything is because apparently the people who made the banner, and apparently they said that they believe that they stole it.
Well, yeah, but it got dropped off, so you know that they just drove by Fenway and put it on the ground and then took off.
It just ran.
It just ran as fast as they could.
They're big supporters of the Red Sox. Yeah.
Like the one guy's riding on the dude's handlebars. It's like E.T.
So this is for Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Like, well, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
Nobody made this.
It's the best.
This is not a off-brand banner. Somebody made this. All right. Well, there you go. These guys did a hell of a job, and congratulations on them for being a huge part of history. We'll be right back.
Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. What is it?
It's a baby f- wheel, man.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
That's a tuna, bro. Jay, we could get some big money for that if it's a fish, buddy.
In reciprocation, we would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or we're looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
That is still good meat on that fish, kid.
Yeah, I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
Holy sh**, people, will you look at this fish?
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Luke Voigt, I'm telling you, they keep showing it on TV. Luke Voigt is the dumbest person on the planet with that one arm bench press. I mean, these guys hurt themselves opening jars, walking downstairs.
Cutting vegetables. We've talked about it before. How many pitchers have sliced their fingers cutting vegetables?
Playing video games?
Yeah.
And this guy's doing one-armed chest presses with the bar, and he's convulsing all over the place. I mean, he's so lucky he didn't hurt himself. I mean, you think about what you could do to your elbow, your shoulder, your lats, everything. You could screw everything up.
Or a weight comes down on your chest because the bar slips out of your hand.
There's numerous ways that, and think it's just how fragile these guys are after playing 162 games. Oh, boy. Now, the guy hit two salami sandwiches. He had a little salami sandwich yesterday. Two ding to the dongs. But if I'm the Yankees, I'm saying get the hell out of here. All right, Ian O'Connor is going to join us. He has the book, Belichick, The Making of the Greatest Football Coach of All Time. And I had to hand it to people who got advanced copies. It's 457 pages. And, like, Shaughnessy, like, crushed it.
Ripped right through it, yeah.
Someone else from the Globe ripped right through it. That's a big... If you read about and watch the Patriots every week and read about them every day, that is a huge time commitment to spend on. I mean, then your life is revolving around the Patriots pretty much for the foreseeable future. If you tackle the 457-page book about Belichick as you watch Patriot games, as you read about them, as you listen to shows about them.
Essentially all you do. You've become
like,
that.
Yeah, like every moment of entertainment or something that's non-work or family related is dedicated to the Patriots. So I'm not reading the book. But luckily other people have, and there's Cliff Notes, and we can go by that. But Ian O'Connor is going to join us to talk about that book that is revelatory in many ways and is a fascinating look at Bill Belichick's life, including that he has been cheating at things for many, many years. We'll talk to Ian O'Connor. There'll be no commercials here, just the headlines.
This is the home of the New England Patriots.
Touchdown, Patriots!
WBZFM and HD Boston. 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station.